is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 Radio Show on VOB 92.9 FM. Right here, I am Krista J. Paul, and with us as usual is the Barbados Fire Service. We have a Lone Ranger today, but she's quite capable. None other than Fire Prevention Officer Natasha Ford. Welcome, Natasha.
Hi, good afternoon.
All right, so remember, if you have missed any of the previous broadcasts of the 311 Radio Show, the podcast of every single show we've ever done is available on VOB929.com. Just simply click on podcasts and you'll see the drop down, including the 311 Radio Show, so you can have a listen to any of those you missed previously. And speaking of missed, I believe we missed the celebration of the second year.
We did.
But you know, the first birthday, the first anniversary is always something special. And then you celebrate, what, like the 5th and the 10th and the 15th and so on. But yes, in July, we would have
June,
completed.
June 29th.
June. Oh dear. There you go. Okay.
June 29th.
June 29th.
Our second year.
Yeah. So, wow. 2 whole years and not out. Okay. And we have so much more to discuss. And I know that there are still, even though we've discussed so much in the 311 Radio Show, a wealth of information, there is still so much more that we can learn and glean from with the 311 Radio Show, and some things that we can revisit as well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That I know we'll be doing, right? So, you know, you can take a listen to the any of the podcasts, and we say happy belated birthday to the 311 Radio Show. All of 2 years.
That is a real belated one.
Oh my. Well, speaking of belated and missed, I know that the community fire fair was not one to be missed.
No.
And congratulations to the Barbados Fire Service. Hats off to you for the first community fire fair. Now tell us all about it, Natasha, and how it was.
I'm sure this program is not long enough. But honestly, let me say at this point in time, fantastic job to the officers who came out there, who supported, who did the groundwork, who went through the neighborhood and everything on evenings, talking to the residents. And by extension, let me say thank you to the residents of that community for engaging us and opening their doors and accepting us. I mean, I even got an umbrella.
Wow, okay.
The rain fell, and I mean, they just looked out. It was like, you know what? Why are you in the hot and cold, the rain and the sun? You know, hold this umbrella, and you don't have to bring it back. I'm like, it's just their warm personality, nice. From the smallest to the oldest. Even going on the block and talking to the guys on the block, and they're like, you know what? We needed something like this.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely fantastic. And I mean, just the response from them alone gave us the drive and the energy to then want to see it unfold. But it would be remiss of me not to say thank you to Mr. Hal Springer of the Bush Hall Community Institute. If you're ever in that area and you need to know who is who, mm-hmm. go to this man, Mr. Springer. He is a wealth of knowledge. He knows the persons. He was on foot. He was one of our foot soldiers.
Good, good, good.
So he introduced us to who we were supposed to be introduced to. He's like, I'm with the fire service and you coming out. And even some people like, if I don't see you there, I come in to get you. So they turn up and they're like, you know what? I'm here, you know.
You don't have to. Officer.
And as I said, it was the whole community. We saw persons from babies in arms mm-hmm. to the older generation. We call them the older generation, but them young girls at heart.
Listen,
I'm telling you, they're all mm-hmm. feisty and ready and everything. I mean, it was just so inspiring. And I guess the officers, once they saw this, some probably, for me, honestly, Krista J, I was like, but for only 7 people turn up. all these people don't come out and you make sure out. I mean, oh, no, there were times I was doubting.
Y'all became celebrities and everything with this fantastic commercial that you did that you spread, you know. That was so well done. You put so much into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I mentioned to you off air, I never thought that I would not have been there.
Yeah.
But I did not make it. Oh, my word. But I have to make it to the next one.
Definitely. So again, when it comes to Bush Hall, those persons who came out there, I can tell you for sure, I feel confident in their ability, because I mean, they did not pass up the opportunity to use the extinguishers either. We had persons with disabilities trying it out, using it. We had the children. Oh, don't talk about the children.
Oh,
the children were up front and center. It's like the adults were behind there being voluntold and voluntold. But the children, they were volunteering to do it. And even in terms of if somebody had to have, say, a heart attack or something like that, when they needed some sort of intervention in terms of CPR, we had the ambulance service on there, and they carried them through, taught them these signs and symptoms of a stroke. If somebody collapsed and they had to perform CPR the correct way, good. The technique. Of course, we had the guys over there from the Roving Response team and our own fire officers. Oh, they're demonstrating the use of the chainsaw. And see, men, women, even fire officers, they're cutting these logs. And
nice.
I mean, oh my.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Let me take a breath. And then we go on to our makeshift house that we had there, showing persons, you know, the dangers that present at home that they don't think anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that booth was manned by none other than our fire cadets.
The
senior fire cadets, they stepped out.
Nice.
I'm telling you, it was a blessing.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm blessed just listening to what happened.
So I would say to those persons who missed it, who weren't there or who decided not to come out, you missed a wealth of information. You missed the opportunity. I mean, adults. Imagine adults just wanted to get all the appliances. You know?
Of course. Like, what?
I remember when we did that
video, and you know, Kimmy would have gone up in there, and he was like a kid in a candy store, you know. And I remember even my daughter, when she got her turn in the truck with Auntie Natasha, and she's like, "Mommy, they blow the horn, the siren," and you know, it was so much fun.
The full works. I'm looking. It was a lot of work. Don't get me wrong.
I can imagine.
It was a lot of work.
I definitely can see that.
But I'm telling you, the response from the community was tremendous.
Wonderful.
And it would make me want to do it all over.
Oh, I know. Because that's the kind of lady you are, right? And I'm sure it was not just the Bush Hall community, but we did make an appeal to the people in St. Lucie as well.
Yes.
To get down to Bush Hall, and the people up in Warrens and as far as Hagatall and
all
over Barbados to have made this community fire fair.
Again, thanks to Safety Supply, who came out there and, you know, showed off their wear, their merchandise, persons. I mean, they were so engaged. They got close up. They saw the alarms. They understand the importance of having the alarms. So again, I want to say again to that company, thank you for always being right next to us. I'm sure anytime you say something, I just have to give them a buzz. And they're already, are on board.
Nice.
And there's some persons who work behind the scene that we didn't even see them. But again, I cannot say thank you enough to the media resource department, all our flyers and the booklets that were given to the children, the coloring book and such. Like, that came from them.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had the official voter types at the ceremony, but this is mine now for all these people. And we can't forget Unicomer, who outfitted the house.
Really?
So, in terms of,
store. In my mind, I'm thinking, when you said makeshift house, you know, I was thinking like a very small room thing.
Fire service don't do anything. We don't think small.
Well,
we don't think small at all.
Okay.
We try to go all out there.
Nice.
So, in terms of the stove and the fridge and the microwave and the toaster oven and the kettle, we had a house. Well, as they say, missing from the house was
Please, McHugh's. Well, I beg your pardon. Oh, that's very good.
Yes.
So pictures, video.
Pictures and videos. I'm waiting on till the guys can get them rolling. But there were there our own Jamal Ford, another fire officer who does photography and such. Like, he was there clicking away.
Good, hoping
when he puts that together, then I'll be able to share it with you. Good. So, Mr. Ford, work on that with pace.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Our own sound system technician, Mr. Terry Griffith. I'm telling you, the Barbados Fire Service has a wealth of persons with different abilities and capabilities and talents. And it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So for everything, our sound engineer, he was that. The setting up of the podium, making sure sound checks, everything was done. That's him. And our own DJ, again, a fire officer, I don't remember his first name, I'm sorry, but Fire Officer Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
He was our DJ. Oh, they're amazed. Boy, you got competition.
Wow.
Oh, my.
That's good. Well, you know, this brings again to me the point that the Barbados Fire Service is like a family atmosphere. It's not just going to prevent and to out fires, but it's about the officers themselves coming together for a cause.
Of course.
And not just utilizing what it is that you do in the service, but your individual talents as well.
Exactly.
To bring out to the nation
on
the whole. And that speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you said you are blessed. I'm listening to it and I'm blessed and I'm feeling that love and I'm feeling the energy. So hats off to you, the Barbados Fire Service, for doing such a fantastic job in this first community fire fair.
Yes.
And the first of
first
and
of
the first
many.
Of whenever the next one is. I don't know if you have a date set and a place set, but
we haven't set the date.
We gotta be there.
it's actually mentioned that one individual mentioned that they would like to see this at least once every month.
Once every month.
Wow. No, you see, we don't have a problem doing it once every month as long as we have the resources.
Right.
There are some things that we need. Corporate Barbados is willing to come on board and to sponsor it.
Mm.
I mean, kudos. We can be wherever you need us or want us to be.
There you go. All right, so that's an appeal.
That's an appeal at this point in time. Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. So I'm looking forward to seeing those pictures and videos of the community fire fair, and I'm looking out, listening out for when the next one will be held, and I'm sure it will be even better, bigger and better, even in terms of the turnout. I don't know how you'll outdo, if there's a plan to outdo, because I'm sure that what you had was good, all on its own. It sounds really extraordinary. So, we listen up for the next one and the next date and venue, etc.
Most definitely.
Yes.
We'll work on that.
Yes. All right.
You're listening to the 311 Radio Show.
Now, onto something a bit more somber, as the past week would have been a historic week in Barbados on Wednesday,
yes,
with the fire in Warrens, and as I would have said to you, and I would have seen pictures of you in the Daily Nation on Thursday, on the scene, and I know that it is not easy, it is not simple being a fire officer, not just in Barbados but anywhere in the world, and having to deal with the emotional stress and everything else that comes along with the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you want to say a few words on that.
First off, let me extend condolences to the family, and especially the mother of those two children.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Krista J, on that day, persons had so many theories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to put anybody's theory to rest or to confirm anything for anyone. That's not my job. Persons ask, how did they die? I have to wait for the coroner's report. Mm-hmm. I am a fire officer.
Right.
I don't know that. And what I'm appealing to Barbadians, persons out there who use social media to do, is at this point in time, this mother has to come to grip that she's just lost her two children. Mm. We turn up to see sometimes, yes, we know that death is a part of our job. And honestly, sometimes you hear a person died in a fire. But when you heard two children were involved, I don't have the words to express how that felt. Mm-hmm. I was not part of the initial team that went in and did the knockdown of the fire. I don't even want to know how those guys feel. Mm-hmm. When they discovered then, it wasn't just a male, but there were also two children mm-hmm. involved. Persons talk, persons lament. And at the end of the day, we don't have an off and on switch that you just turn on and turn off your emotions. Right. People seem to think that because you're in this job, you become immune to these type of things. If there's an injection out there, let me know so I can destroy it. Because the day that I lose my humanity, that I don't feel anything anymore, mm-hmm. is a sad, cold day mm-hmm. for a lot of us in the Barbados Fire Service. And I'm just begging persons out there, reserve your comments at this point in time. I don't think the family needs to hear them. I don't think the mother needs to hear that kind of negativity right now. It's supposed to be, you go through the different stages of grief, but we need to rally around her, let her know that we're offering support. There are no words or anything that can be said to bring back her children, mm-hmm. but I'm sure she doesn't want to hear all of our Matlock stories, what we would have come up with. Let the police do what they are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. None of us in there were a fly on the wall. We don't know what transpired. Let investigations continue the way that they are supposed to continue. Mm-hmm. And again, all I can say from me, Natasha Ford, on behalf of the Barbados Fire Service, we wish to extend sincere condolences to that family.
Okay. Now, on the matter of from the Barbados Fire Service angle of fires generally where you have fatalities. Mm-hmm. We would have mentioned before about the need for counseling, even for those within the service, because mm-hmm. as you said, it's not an on and off button. If you can, share with us what a fire officer would go through having to extricate bodies or having to having the need for that counseling after removing a charred body. What is that experience like for an officer?
First thing first, at that point in time, when you're carrying out your duties, there's this adrenaline rush. It seems that things really hit home when blood starts to cool down, as we put it. And on Wednesday, the officers wasted no time mm-hmm. in getting services, counseling services for the officers that were on scene. Mm-hmm. Reverend Odo, he came in and he had a talk with all of the individuals. Mm-hmm. He allowed them to know, you know what, this is something that you will relive. It is a matter of how you cope with it. Mm-hmm. Some of us, we try to bottle up things inside and pretend to be a superhero like nothing affects us. Said this is not the time for that. Mm. Talk about it. The more you talk about it, the more you come to grips with it. You may be doing something and you're not thinking about it, but it just flashes back in your mind. Deal with it there and then. The people would advocate, you know what, drown in your sorrows and alcohol. Mm. Alcohol burns while it's going down. Yes, it gives you that little buzz or whatever the case is. You're out of it for a couple of hours. But then when the alcohol wears off, what happens after that? The problems are still there. And you cannot consume enough alcohol to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So you either go back to the station and we talk it out among each other.
Okay.
Or for those persons who require further help, further counseling, then the department does have network services provided to that officers or to those officers who would need it. I think there's a certain amount of sessions you do, and then after that, if it's still an issue, they either relook at it or you free then to go to your own personal counselor, whoever you may deem that you need to talk to. But generally, we're advised to look for any changes in behavior. Okay. This is where you have to be your brother's keeper.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
You have to be your brother's keeper. If you know some person isn't accustomed being quiet, well, this is out of the ordinary. Are you okay? You want to talk about what's going on? Some people, the fastest thing, and my father, he made this observation. He was said, whenever something is bothering, the fastest thing that comes out your mouth when somebody asks you, what is wrong? I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Or nothing.
Or nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't accept that. Mm. You don't have to pressure the person into talking about what it is that is going on. If you know there's something that they like doing, get them to do it. Get them to talk about something else. Mm-hmm. There are different ways that we can go about it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is to talk about it, try to get it out when it's bothering you. The more you hold on to it, you don't allow an avenue for channeling, mm-hmm. then it becomes a greater issue.
Well, that's deep. So counseling services would be available for a fire officer basically on the scene.
On the scene, okay. It was provided, yes. Okay. Sometimes if it's not provided on the scene, immediately the next day, mm-hmm. they would have them person to come in and talk to that shift who would have experienced the trauma of what would have gone on. Of particular concern, again, especially if you recognize that a shift sees trauma after trauma after trauma. Mm. And I'm telling you, that shift that worked on Wednesday, that's them. Mm-hmm. For the time that I've been working there, whenever it is something serious, they seem to get the majority of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's not easy.
It is not easy. Mm-hmm. And again, I ask, how do you just turn off your emotions? Mm-hmm. You don't allow it to be seen there and then because you're supposed to be professional.
Right.
We're professional. Mm-hmm. But in the privacy of our own station, our own room, our own home, then what's to stop you from crying or doing what you want to do? And if I look ugly when I'm crying, well, kudos to me. At least I'm getting it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's better to cry it out than to do something else.
Exactly. Don't allow anyone to tell you how to grieve. Now use a big man, suck it up, or use a big woman. Mm-hmm. Suck up what? What is there to suck up?
Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, a fire officer is a fire officer, duty or not on duty, but then a fire officer is also a husband, a father, a brother, an uncle, a son.
You're only saying the masculine side.
Sorry, I just realized that. Sorry, a wife, a mother, an auntie, right? And, you know, these emotions, they don't turn off when you're at home. They don't turn off when you have your personal business to handle.
Exactly.
So
you always
so the counseling is definitely necessary within the fire service. And I would also say times of recreation, because you mentioned having a gym at the station as well. Mm-hmm. And that would also help.
That is an avenue.
And playing dominoes or road tennis, those are stress relievers as well.
Exactly.
Keeps you fit, keeps your mind active, mm-hmm. keeps your mind distracted, very occupied with something else. Mm-hmm. And these are necessary activities within the Barbados Fire Service. So that's a good circle to be in.
And I'd like to say, always surround yourself with positive people. You don't need negative energy. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can buy enough sage to burn to be ridding people's negative energy from around me. Mm-hmm. If the person has nothing positive to offer, walk away from that environment, walk away from that person. You do not need the negativity.
All right. Good words. Well, Natasha, thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us today. As I said, you're a Lone Ranger, but quite capable. Even if I was not here, Natasha would be able to do the half on her own. Right. But, you know, some good food for thought as we discuss the Community Fire Fair and its success. And we say thank you again to the Barbados Fire Service. And even as we looked at what would have taken place in that major incident on Wednesday with the explosion and fire, and what is necessary for a fire officer after any such event. So Natasha, thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us today.
That is not a problem at all.
And at the fire service?
At the fire service.
Fire prevention.
Is always our intention.
All right, and I'm Krista J. Paul. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com to hear any of the podcasts for today and any of the shows before. God bless you. Have a fantastic week.
That was the 311 Radio Show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 Radio Show.